That's gonna probably fall on your head because it doesn't look like. Oh, maybe it goes here. Maybe that's where. Okay. All right. It is 5:31. We are going to go ahead and get started. If everyone can please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Alright, so I want to thank everyone and welcome you to the Barberton Building and Zoning Board of Appeals. This is a regular meeting being held on Wednesday, June 16th, 2026. We are going to call the meeting to order and swear in any individuals that will be addressing the board this evening. So if you plan on speaking on your own behalf or on behalf of any application tonight, please rise. So I will work from my left to my right, front to back. Okay, so if you would, please state your name, sir.
Chad Morrison.
Raise your right hand and answer this truthfully and honestly. Do you swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth? So say I do.
I do.
Thank you. You may be seated. Sir, go ahead and raise your right hand. State your name.
Bob Constein.
Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? So say I do.
I do.
Thank you. You may be seated. Sir, go ahead and state your name.
Charles Tyler Sr.
Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth? So say I do.
I do.
Thank you. Ma'am, go ahead and raise your right hand and state your name.
Stephanie Porter.
Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, if so, say I do?
I do.
All right, thank you. You may be seated. Okay, next up, clerk, can you please call roll?
Todd Shreve.
Here.
James Haskell.
Here.
Antoinette James Carter.
She's absent.
Chad Klein.
He is absent.
Terry Avant.
Here.
Aaron Smith.
Here.
Emily Beck.
Here.
All right, so I am going to make a brief statement tonight also. So with the amount of board members that are here, we do meet a quorum. With the resignation of Dave Sykes, we are at 5 members. 3 members makes a quorum. After speaking to our law director, though, in order to move and act on something tonight, so in order for it to carry, it has to be a unanimous vote. So it has to be all 3 members are a yes in order for a motion to carry. If it is a 2-1, even though that is a positive because there are 2 members absent, it can't carry. So I just want that to be kept in mind. One of the other things is I have spoken with Mrs. Carr and with Planning Commission. So applicants that are here tonight, if you feel like you would like to delay your hearing so that you have a full board, we can delay the hearing to give you that opportunity to have a 3-2 vote or something that will carry if there is a no vote. So I just want you to have that option because I want it to be a fair and just process. So I don't know if that's something that, I guess right now, before I move on, if there are any applicants in the gallery tonight that would like to wait and postpone the hearing, if you would like to stand up and speak now.
When will the next hearing be?
So it would be next month. So it would be the 21st of next month. If for some reason that there is an urgency to your hearing, I mean, we could discuss as a board having a special meeting.
May I ask what hearing you're here for, sir?
919 Bloomer.
Okay. I know that according to Holly's case, their next court hearing is not until June 28th, is that correct?
July 28th?
Yeah. So they would meet the requirement, they would meet the
Okay, so you would like to hold off?
Yes.
Okay. So that is hearing F tonight, board. So hearing F is going to be held until July. So anybody else? Yes.
I'm Bob Constant. I'm the attorney for 554 through 560 West Tusk. What I'd like to do is start the hearing tonight, just reserve the right to table it before the vote, if that would be possible.
I mean, I think that's acceptable.
I think we'll go ahead with it, right?
Okay.
There's only three members here. I may want to table it.
And I understand, and we may even be able to fill that sixth seat before next month. We'll be working on having a full board, but for sure.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so first order of business is the approval of the minutes from April 22nd, 2026. Did everybody get a chance to review the minutes? All right, are there any changes that need to be noted? Okay, hearing none, I will accept the motion to approve. Yes, Mr. Smith?
Motion to approve minutes.
All right, motion was made by Mr. Smith.
Seconded
by Mr. Haskell. Any final remarks? All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries, minutes are approved. We got a couple of pieces of old business. The first was Edward Rabbiton, 995, and I believe 995 and 999.
That one's done.
That one was done already? Okay, so 995 was the only one that we were holding. He has since become compliant, according to the violations. So that one has been abated. And also the Todd Tucker, the applicant was Todd Tucker, 175 16th Street Northwest. They had appealed the unfit letter after the fire. They were given time to start the repairs. Permits have been pulled, and that hearing also has been abated. Any discussion about old business? Okay, we will move on to the hearings. So we have five hearings tonight. The last hearing, hearing F, is going to be held until July. The first hearing, the applicant, that is here is Ms. Joy Wagner. She is representing the property at 693. It has been given guardianship. Ms. Wagner is Ms. Kafori.
Yeah, she's not here yet.
On her way. Okay. So let's skip hearing A and move to hearing B. Hearing B is Ms. Stephanie Porter. She is representing the location of 320 Lucas Street, Barberton, Ohio. It has been held in abeyance since October, something like that, last year. Ms. Porter, if you could step up to the microphone and explain the progress that's been made on the property.
Okay, so today we got the water bill paid. So I got to call the city tomorrow and set up the time to actually get it turned on at the house. So then we get the boards off the windows and everything. We've got the inside cleaned out pretty good, and then we can put it on the market now. There is a lien on it, but my lawyer's working on that right now.
All right, I will at this time close the public portion of the hearing and entertaining questions from the board. I would actually like to start off, Mr. Weiss, is this a property that you've been taking care of?
Yeah, for the most part.
For the most part, okay.
Yes. I've been inside the house. There was never really an issue with the inside of the house.
Okay.
When she said clean it out, it was just personal items.
Okay.
So it was ready to sell.
And that's what I just wanted to see if you've been out there and been in the property since she started working on it.
Just for the board's purposes, the lien, is it taxes or is it?
No, it's for a mortgage. When my grandma bought the house, she was 40,000 short, because she had to sell her house to pay for that. And when she did, they didn't have record that she paid it. So now we have to go get a hold of the people that had the mortgage, which they're in a different country right now. So, yeah, we're dealing with that.
Any other questions, concerns from the board?
Since boarding up the house for the board's benefit, we've had no more issues with squatters and pretty much abated.
And we plan on getting all kinds of security things, like on the windows and the door, just to keep people out. We don't want that issue again.
Ms. Porter, what's your time frame for actually listing it with a realtor?
I talked to my lawyer today. Besides that, we can list it right now and then just pay off the lien with whatever we sell it for. So, I mean.
So I guess is that your intent? I mean, are you going to list it, you know, soon?
Like, yes. Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, next week.
I want to get rid of this.
Okay.
I don't want to deal with this anymore.
I know, and we've seen you here, you know, so many times that I feel for you also, and I was hoping that that's what you were going to say. Like, I can't imagine that you enjoy coming and seeing us, every other month or something.
I just don't want to deal with that property at all anymore, you know.
Okay.
But just to remind the board, most of the delay has been probate.
Yes.
So she can actually get control.
Yeah, so as long as the lawyer says, like, it's ready to go on the market, it's going on.
Okay. What time frame do you think is one that we won't have to see you again? If this hearing is held again for 30 days, is that enough time that it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's